plate a potential nugget.
And when I go back to my McKinsey days, Stephen, one of the things we were taught was, the principles of trust as articulated by David Meister. We were taught the trust equation. You know, trust is directly proportional to credibility, reliability, and intimacy, and inversely proportional to self-orientation or
self-orientation.
Self-orientation. I'm curious, given all your work on trust, how do you think about that sort of articulation of trust?
I love the David Meister and Charlie Green model. I think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I have my own one, but it would be aligned with theirs, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I've spent time with Charlie Green, who's the co-author with David Meister on that. And we've done an interview together, and we both agree that our models are aligned. They're different. They come at it from different angles, use different language. But all those components, it's in my core model as well of trust. And so I like that. And the credibility is absolutely foundational. You know, the reliability, the intimacy, but I love the idea of all over against the self-orientation, because that's, to me, is what I call intent. And when your intent is one of caring and of mutual benefit versus uncaring and self-serving, you'll never build trust in the long run that way if it's self-serving and not seeking the best interest of another as well. Mutual benefit, win-win. Win-win is the only sustainable approach in an interdependent relationship. Or you'll just be command and control using the advantage of hierarchy or who has the power, but you won't tap into that. You know, you won't build the trust and you won't build the creativity and the commitment. And so I love trusted advisor thinking, and my model is aligned with it. I came at it from a little bit of a different angle of focusing on credibility, which is part of that, their model, but also behavior, how you behave your way into trust. And that includes needing to extend the trust, to give it. Because here's what I find. You could have two trustworthy people working together, both trustworthy, and yet no trust between them, even though they're both trustworthy, if neither person is willing to extend trust to the other. So if we want to have trust, if the outcome we want is trust, yes, we have to be trustworthy. And you might call that credibility and reliability and even intimate. You're trustworthy or vulnerable, where, you know, that's part of intimacy and open or trustworthy. But we also need to be trusting and be willing to give that trust in order to have trust. And it's possible to have trustworthy people, but no trust because neither extends trust to the other. No, they're not trusting. Absolutely. And I find, Deepak, as I've worked with organizations all around the world, especially the better organizations, when the trust is not where they want it to be, the bigger issue is not that they're untrustworthy. The bigger issue is that they're not trusting enough. The bigger gap is in not trusting enough, extending that trust. There's lots of reasons, because we start with a command and control mindset, and maybe we don't have a growth mindset, but also maybe we've been burned before, you know, in trusting, and we're allowing the 5% who we can't trust to define the 95% who we can, and penalizing the many because of the few, that type of thing. It can easily happen. So I call it smart trust. You know, you tailor it. And it's good judgment. It's not one size fits all, but I challenge everyone to become more trusting in order to build more trust. Can I give you one quick example on this?
Please.
Just less than a month ago, I was in Metzingen, Germany with Hugo Boss, the fashion retailer. Great organization, great brand. And they have real extraordinary ambitions of what they want to be and become. And they're already doing phenomenal. I was with Daniel Grieder, their CEO. And he came in as the new CEO about almost 2 years ago. And he came in, and here's what he said the first meeting with his senior team. He said, okay, team, I'm new. I'm new to you. You're new to me, because he came from the outside. And he came in with a vision and a plan. He said, look, we can spend the next year. Let me give you two choices. We can spend the next year getting to know each other, you deciding whether you can trust me, me deciding whether I can trust you. And we'll waste a year in doing that. Or I'll give you another alternative. We can start right out of the gates by trusting each other. And we'll move fast on this plan. So let me go first. I want you to know something, everyone. I trust you. Please trust me back. I think with trust, we can create a whole new culture. And I trust you. People there were kind of blown away. I was going to say taken aback. More than that, they're just so refreshing, so bold, you know, and he meant it. He started with trust. He was trusting as well as trustworthy. And they, people were inspired by it. They responded to it. They reciprocated and returned the trust right back to him. And I was just with them, and he says, we are 2 years ahead of our plan, of our goals. And we are achieving these numbers so much faster than we ever thought was possible because we had the speed of trust operating. You know, we started with trust, but he was trusting as well as trustworthy. And so that's a simple, another model of simply bringing about. And this is the one I highlight in Trust and Inspire. This is the second stewardship, to be trusting. The first stewardship is modeling. And you might say that's modeling the credibility, modeling the character, the competence, modeling the behavior. So you model, you go first as a leader. You model the what you would like to see. So you model character, you model competence, you model credibility. Modeling goes first, then trusting. So in a sense, modeling is trustworthiness. Trusting is the extension of trust. And then we go to the third stewardship, which is inspiring. That we actually have a stewardship, a responsibility to inspire those who we lead. Mm-hmm. That's a paradigm shift for most people that they think you got to be charismatic to inspire. And I'm saying, no, charisma and inspiration are two different things. Everyone can inspire. It's a learnable skill. I know people who are charismatic, but who are not inspiring. I know other people who no one would describe as charismatic, but who are extraordinarily inspiring because of who they are. And how they lead, how they care, how they connect. So it's different than inspiration. Inspiring others is a learnable skill. Everyone can inspire. It is a stewardship we have as a leader. You model, you trust, you inspire.
I love the distinction Stephen makes between being trustworthy and trusting in a relationship. Trustworthiness is often what is an asset and that accrues to us based on what we do over a period of time, and how we build credibility, reliability, and intimacy in relationships. Trusting, however, is a behavior and a choice in a particular moment. To Stephen's point, two people could be trustworthy, but not extend trust to each other. Something for us to think about as we engage with the people around us.